Well, I guess it's time to look ahead and find out what's next for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Xfinity studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by ESPN's Adam Kaplan.
How do you like that? Contributor, my friend.
You're still on ESPN,
sure,
more than I am.
Sure.
Listen, Adam, we've got 5 or 6 weeks here to go before training camp. What are the major questions that we should all be kind of mulling going into this training camp period?
Well, I think, Dave, going in, we kind of knew what offensive defense might look like, but it's about who's going to be lining up where and when. Starting on offensive quarterback, who's going to be the guy? I think it's kind of wait and see. I think it's kind of what we thought going in. Yeah, Vic, being the veteran, has the experience. He's got the advantage, but I think it's very, very small. And then,
how long can you wait before we get into the next?
Sure.
How long can you wait, or do you think it will take for this quarterback job to be resolved once and for all?
All right. Here's the thing. This is a new regime. You have a new offense. How could you possibly name someone before you have a preseason game? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to play a couple preseason games, see how they react to what they learn in practice. You know, it's one thing without pads on, running around in T-shirts and shorts to try to learn and kind of execute. Although you can't hit the quarterback in any type of practice, then you take the next step and you go to the next level with it.
Yeah.
And that happens in training camp, you know, which starts, as we know, we've learned recently that it's going to be in late July. I think 2 weeks in, I think you'll start seeing a little bit of the separation. Then once you get into training camp, down the line, and then into the games, you're going to know. It's not going to take very long, I think, once you get into the games. I think, ideally, everyone says the third preseason game, because that's when all the veterans,
sure,
you know, they play the most, and then you don't play really in week four. It could happen first or second game, I think.
Other big questions for the Eagles, obviously quarterback is number one, but other big questions that you see for this football team, the defensive scheme, for example, 3-4, 4-3 hybrid, we've heard that for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Okay, you and I have been talking about this now for a couple months, and I think we could go back to free agency. You know, I was on your show, Eagles Live, and I said, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to run a 3-4, probably a hybrid. They're going to sign guys who fit the scheme, and everything they've done with personnel, as it's been attributed to that, whether it's the draft or free agency. But off that, no one runs a true 3-4 all the time. You talked about a 3-4 and a 4-3 and a hybrid. You might see, you know, 4-2-5. You're going to see a lot of different things. But then it comes down to what kind of personnel. How healthy are the players? It's another thing you got to talk about. How healthy are these guys? And remember, you know, you have a 90-man offseason roster. Then it gets pared down.
Yeah. Who
you got to be careful.
Who becomes the Eagles' sack master?
It's a good question.
Is it Barwin? Is it Trent Coles? How do you revitalize
That's
Trent
a great
Coles?
I haven't even thought about that.
I mean, these
That's
are the things
question.
That I, you know, I want to.
Who's going to be their leading sacker?
Yeah, I mean, there's no guy there. And I think.
Why can't it be Fletcher Cox?
It could be Fletcher Cox. If he's running a 3-4, though, traditionally.
They're not
the
but
sack.
But Bruce Smith was a 3-4 guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, yes. Over time, 3-4 DNs really don't rush the passer a lot. Now, Aaron Smith, formerly of the Steelers who retired, was tremendous before injuries took his. And his career, but. Yes, I think it's going to be outside linebackers. Barwin, I would think I'd put him number one, then Cole. But there's got to be a surprise in there. Maybe we're not, you know, is there someone we're not thinking about here?
Well, you know? I think Michael Kendricks will emerge as a really, really good football player in year two.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody who
Dave,
plays
guy
downhill.
Double-digit sacks at Cal. He's a guy you can use as an inside linebacker, as a rusher, and you could also line him up outside. He at Cal, he lined up at a lot of different spots. That's a good one there with Kendricks.
I think what I'm really looking forward to is actually defining the schemes here. We think that the Eagles' offense will be multifaceted. They will run a lot of read option. They're going to throw the football, which the route tree apparently is very similar to what the West Coast offense looks like.
I want to get into that.
I don't want to get into putting this offense or this defense into a box, but I do want to kind of get a feeling for what to expect.
Can we start on offense?
Yeah, let's
do it. We'll start on offense. It's going to be a shotgun spread, which is what we kind of thought going in. You talk about the read option. There's definitely going to be a lot of that. But if Nick Foles is the quarterback, I mean, how much read option are you going to do? He can't run. I mean, that's not really what he does. He's got tremendous
in-pocket
mobility.
A play or two a game.
Of course.
Maybe
The 49ers, for instance, playing the pistol, they did 8 to 10 of those plays a game. It wasn't like it was 30 to 40. That's another thing that I think people have to be careful with. You talk about bringing an offense. I don't think they're going to do, even if it's Vic, I don't think they're going to do a ton of read option, but it's going to be part of the offense, make no mistake about it. The other part, high volume amount of plays. My friend from Stats Inc., John Pollard, knows Chip Kelly pretty well because he supplied a lot of statistical information to college teams. And he sent me the breakdown from last season. 64% run, 36 pass. it's going to be a power zone scheme.
How about the first half? But when you're at Oregon, I think that's a misleading statistic. Right. Oregon leads most of its games. You run in the second half. The first half number is what I'm interested in. And I do agree with you, though, Adam.
But the philosophy is
run. They will
run
the football. How do they use all these tight ends?
That's the next thing. Now, their personnel, they almost always had at least one tight end on the field. They didn't do a lot of three or four. They did a lot of one and two. But they believe heavily, and you talked about the schematics of the West Coast, a lot of passes inside the numbers. You're going to see Zach Ertz downfield 30 yards. It's a 30 yards and in passing game. I don't think it's going to be a lot of deep passing like the Andy Reid West Coast where there was bombs away. I don't think you're going to see a lot of that. You'll see a little bit, but not a lot.
All right, Adam, defensively, one big question here. Secondary allows 33 touchdown passes in 2012. What does Bill Davis do to make this secondary more secure, tackle better, and be on the same page communicating?
You just hit on it. It's trust. Trust what you're being taught and execute the play. Is it the most talented secondary in the National Football League? Probably not. But here's the thing. You've got an experienced guy like Kerry Williams. Brad Fletcher, before he tore his ACL, was a good football player. They're going to play a lot of press man, which is going to be huge. And Williams has done it. And Bradley Fletcher, especially, that's what he's really good at. He's not a speed guy. He's a physical guy, smart football player. Not a lot of depth at corner, which you and I have talked about on your show before. And that's something that's going to be tested early on. If you're going to beat the Eagles' defense, how do you think you're going to attack them? You're going to attack the corners.
Yeah.
And
we're down the middle of the field until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, and
the
safety play's got to be better.
All right, final question here, Adam. I can't resist taking a look ahead to September. Opening game, FedEx Field, Washington Redskins, the opponent. Will Robert Griffin III be the starting quarterback for the Redskins?
Unless he has a setback, he's going to be the guy. There's no question about that.
And how much preseason will he play prior to that
regular season? I would think only one or two games. Now, the thing is,
that would be a remarkable comeback.
I know.
An ACL injury.
At the most. Now, remember, he's had a second ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful here. Now, the other thing with RG3 is how much with this ACL injury is going to restrict his movement? In pocket movement, is he going to run a lot? That's something you're not sure about. But I was watching your segment with Billy Davis, and that's what he was talking about. When you're doing your installs, you're trying to figure out when you're going team by team here. What are they going to do? That's the unanswered question. How much Griffin III will run? I think time will tell, but you talked about preseason. I think that's sort of the only barometer you could use.
Yeah, well, the countdown is here. Preseason, not that far away, and training camp right around the corner. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for coming in. ESPN's Adam Kaplan for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.